Moving along on this Friday, if Hillary Clinton is locked in an epic campaign for the White House right now, the latest WikiLeaks documents from the hack that penetrated the private email account of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's private emails at least shows Bill Clinton having a darn good time in his post-presidency. His Clinton Foundation appears to be a money machine, with Doug Band, a top aide to Bill Clinton, working the power elites for millions in cash. And what's all the cash for? Annie Carney is politics reporter for Politico. Annie, this is very Clintonian stuff here, right?
It is. And also, again, in the fact that it's murky and it looks bad and it's about making a lot of money, but there's not still no smoking gun quid pro quo, you donate to the foundation, you get access kind of issue. She's likely going to win this election. But this is a reminder that all of the baggage that comes with her is going to come flooding back on November 9th. We're going to all remember that she has like high unfavorability ratings of anyone aside from Donald Trump, that she is going to be dogged by Congress is going to investigate anything they can about her. I mean, but they have, in their defense, they've already kind of dismantled the Clinton Foundation as much as they can in preparation of her going into the White House.
They've done a little bit of defense already in the fact that they got this a two-year-old stamp of approval of the Clinton Foundation, that it basically meets the sort of smell test of the tactics that it's using and the way that money is used. Mm-hmm. But still, what this WikiLeaks window gives us is a sense of just how ruthless Bill Clinton seems to be.
I don't know about that. Yes. It's like, it's almost like how Bill Clinton is at the, that other people are deciding what he does. Chelsea Clinton's argument is Doug Band is leading my father down a dark path, a murky path that will get us all in trouble. And Doug Band's argument, it seems like, is I'm not doing anything he doesn't want me to be doing for him. But this is the problem with Bill Clinton, that, you know, he needs to be steered by someone who's not going to take him down a path that gets him in trouble.
Remembering the whole Monica Lewinsky business and the impeachment, I mean, don't you think, I mean, maybe I'm a cynic, don't you think Bill Clinton writes no memos, puts nothing
down
on paper?
Yeah, he doesn't use email.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Clinton is like not going to ever, ever appear in any sort of print.
He does not use email, right. After this hack, we've learned is probably pretty smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Clinton, whatever his approach to the Clinton Foundation is, you're not going to see a smoking gun from him ever.
Correct.
But is the WikiLeaks, you know, body of work here an argument for what are these foundations? What is this all about here?
Well, this is, I think more than anything, it's an argument of why you don't set up an international foundation that takes donations from foreign governments and banks when you're not finished serving in government. If Hillary Clinton was not running for president, if this was really their post public service life, I don't think that anyone would really care. It's the conflict is because she's not finished. This is the kind of foundation you set up when you are not going back into the government.
So final verdict is it's not going to derail Hillary at this point, but it is definitely something that we're going to be looking at for a long time.
Their line, the campaign's line, is that this isn't what voters are thinking about. Voters are thinking about economic issues and who's going to be a champion for the middle class. And Trump has been just proven to be, she's made the case that he's unfit to serve for office and that there's 11 days to go and she will win. But we're ending the campaign, instead of ending it on a high note of making Americans feel like they're voting for something, not just against Trump, this is not really what they want the closing argument to be about.
Well, the suddenly famous Doug Band is not available for comment, apparently. But Teneo, the public relations firm that is all over these memos, seems to suggest that they are authentic, they haven't been tampered with, and that they will, you know, soon to appear in a congressional hearing.
The Clinton campaign's line on all the emails is they're not authenticating any of them. They are scared that there has been nothing that will completely derail Hillary. Maybe that there'll be something awful slipped in there, like a fake made-up email. Mm-hmm. But so far, no one has disputed the veracity of any of them. Reporters who are showing up in there recognize their own emails. So it does. So far, everything that's out seems to be real.
Annie Carney is politics reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.